There is always another story or another side to it, a unique angle, a unique viewpoint, a unique insight. This is Chai FM. For Chai FM, I'm Michael McKenna. Tomorrow we'll see more than 2,500 Shabbat project events, double that of 2021, taking place in Jewish communities around the world. It is estimated that the Shabbat project, which is led by South Africa's chief rabbi, Dr. Warren Goldstein, will be celebrated by more than 1 million people worldwide, marking the 10th anniversary festivities of the Shabbat project. Rabbi Goldstein says it is regarded as a global grassroots movement which unites Jews through Shabbat in a spirit of global Jewish unity of all age groups and common religious identity. He noted that Jewish communities, in light of decisive elections in the United States and Israel, now need to embrace the healing power of Shabbat to unite and strengthen Jewish ties as the world faces a rise in hate and anti-Semitism activities. Amongst many countries participating this year, new countries joining the project are Tahiti and Morocco, with events taking place in Casablanca in the build-up to Shabbat, leading to a community-wide Shabbat meal. For Jewish voters, what do the United States midterm election results mean and what is in it for them? Judging from U.S. Jewish organization celebrations, a balance of strong leadership and influence in both parties is what the aim was, to prevent an overwhelming one-sided Republican victory in the House and the Senate. Out of 365 candidates who were endorsed by the American-Israel Public Affairs Committee, 95% won the elections based on funding candidates from both the Democrats and the Republicans who are pro-Israel and are focused on and mindful of key Jewish interests and concerns. Haley Soifer, the CEO of the Jewish Democratic Council of America, the JDCA, said in a statement that the future of democracy and abortion access topped the Jewish voters list, which resulted in wins for the Democrats in what was regarded as tight races countrywide. The province of Ontario, Canada, will be the first to introduce compulsory Holocaust education as part of a Grade 6 social studies curriculum beginning in September 2023. The announcement was made by Ontario's Education Minister, Stephen Lecce, on the eve of the 84th anniversary of Kristallnacht, adding that one must never forget that moment when Jews were targeted for persecution, reminding all that the same threat looks to be rising recently, which needs to be confronted by learning how to combat hate and anti-Semitism. The Ministry of Education will now work with the Ontario College of Teachers based on professional training and support, known as an additional qualification, so as to prepare teachers to deal with the sensitive issue. The commemoration of Kristallnacht was also used to relaunch hashtag It Started With Words. This is a Holocaust survivor digital campaign led by the Conference on Jewish Material Claims Against Germany Claims Conference, which was founded in 1951 with a particular focus on securing material compensation for Holocaust survivors worldwide. Hashtag It Started With Words is an educational campaign about Holocaust survivors recalling the time leading to the event and also deals with a rise in anti-Semitism, including denialism about the Holocaust. Representatives and survivors pointed out what the campaign's title means, which highlights the danger of speech turning into hatred, which leads to violence, which leads to death, adding that it continually works to teach everyone about denouncing hatred and prejudice. The Claims Conference says that so far it has secured $90 billion in reparations for survivors. And following on from a cause compensating Holocaust survivors, a new film has now been released which takes an in-depth look into what exactly happened to Holocaust survivors following the end of the Second World War and the Nuremberg trials. The film is about the actions taken by Israelis and Jews in the diaspora in seeking justice and resettling survivors in the wake of intimidation, violence, and mass murder. Titled Reckonings, which recently premiered in New York, it is regarded as the first ever film focusing on reparation measures negotiated by Israel and diaspora Jews with the then newly formed West Germany. The production, funded by the German government in conjunction with the Conference on Jewish Material Claims Against Germany, the Claims Conference, also looks at never-seen-before confessions from the perpetrators of the genocide. It also looks at Israel and survivors facing a dilemma of being accused for accepting blood money from the guilty parties. For Chai FM, I'm Michael McKenna. This Chai FM Global Update is a daily newscast focusing on Jewish news from the diaspora. It's free for you to listen to on chaifm.com. If you subscribe, we will email it to you daily.